The San Francisco 49ers are amidst the hunt and the legal tampering period. We've allegedly are going to sign a couple of people. We've allegedly had updated draft picks based off of the NFL's compensatory package. All of that and more on today's episode of No Harm, No Foul.
You had all that time to sip water, and then you waited right until the intro ended to sip your water.
It's better for the vocals.
You had all the time while the intro was going at 30 seconds. You just picked up the bottle.
You know what happened?
No.
I got thirsty right then, and I drank.
Say less. I knew there was an explanation for it, though. What's going on? To the communities out there, hey man, shout out. You know what, Mike? We got the communities in here. We got the Breezy Bunch crew. We got the Nothing But Niners crew in the building. Shout out to everybody out there. Day two, free agency frenzy is on. The new league year begins tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guys, that's when all of the deals that were agreed to actually go down. That's when it becomes official. Like me and one of my best friend growing up, Moses, we used to say, make it official. Well, they can't make it official till 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on tomorrow. So the 49ers are making some moves. Mike, how you feeling, bro? Like, because I don't know if I consider this a splash.
But I like some of the moves.
I like them, but I don't know if I consider it a splash. Like what's a splash?
A splash is getting... like what we did last year with Hargrave, like the biggest DT available on the market.
All right, so you know what? We need to come up with a new terminology, because maybe the Niners are splashing, because when you think about getting in the water, it's a splash. Like, it's not like you ain't swimming, you splashing, right? You ain't diving.
In the kiddie pool.
You splashing. It don't matter what pool you get in. You can get in the kiddie pool, you can get in the adult pool, and you get in there, and you, that's a splash, right?
Yes.
We're not making waves.
It depends on how you create that splash. See, that's what we got to talk about. Splash okay. is super general. You're right. I like what you're saying. Now you on to something, right? Because you could belly flop into a pool, right?
Yo, my word is splish. I don't care what nobody say. This is what we doing. We splishing. I know it's not in the dictionary, Nigel. But that's what it is. Because it's not fair. It's called splish splash. I was taking a bath. That it's a hyphenated word. So in order for you to use the word splish, you got to put the two together.
Is that the only way that exists? You said that before.
I'm telling you, there's no word of splish. As I try.
It's funny because if you type in splish, splash automatically populates after it.
Unless we want to change it to spliff, but that's a whole nother meaning.
It's a swimwear line. Someone took the name and made it a swimwear line for men, women, smart. And children.
Because they're smart. Because they're
and
smart.
Technically, it means to scatter liquid about in blobs.
Because they're smart.
This is Collins Dictionary. Does Webster have one? Webster has one too. Splish. Oh no, splash. It's hyphenated splish splash. Yeah. So no, there is no just splish.
You know, because I literally was writing an article and splish was getting underlined.
The wiggly line.
Like, what are you talking about? Splish is a goddamn word.
No, that's interesting, man. That is very interesting. So we're splishing right now.
All right. So for those, you know, we like to talk about what's going on in the NFL a little bit on this show, right? So apparently there's some breaking news that there's a fire going on right now at the Cleveland Browns Stadium. The stadium is under fire.
Wait, so you're confusing me with your wordplay. Are you saying that there's an actual physical fire or they're under fire?
There's actual physical fire, but I like what I just did. Either way,
okay,
gonna make you think. Per underscore ML football, shout out to them. There is a fire at the Brown Stadium right now. I see smoke. The fire department is arriving at the scene. The Browns are making some moves, though, man. Like this is my favorite part, because I get to see how other teams get better on paper. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Mike, you know, I got a question for you.
Let's get it.
On paper, who's the best team in the NFC West? I just want to know what you the first team that comes to mind.
It's still the Niners.
Nah. It's the Rams.
Stop it.
Stop. You can't tell me to stop it. How you figure it's the Niners and they losing damn near their defense? Go
position by position, the Niners beat them.
Go position by position. Let's do it.
Who's got the better quarterback?
The Rams.
Who's got the better running back?
The Niners.
It's 1-1. It's 1-1.
I had to think who the Rams running back was. It's Kyren Williams, though. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
Better tight end.
The Niners.
Better offensive line.
The Rams.
I gave it to him. 2-2, right? Okay, better wide receivers.
That's tough.
That's the Niners. It's not tough.
You can't say the Niners, bro. You shit on Deebo Samuel every single game. And the only person you hold up. And the only person you like is Brandon Ayuk. And they got Cooper Kupp. And they got Puka Nacua, and then after that, it falls off. So if we're just going to go two wide receivers, it's Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp healthy, better than Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. Come on, man. Don't be a homer.
It's not. I'm not being a homer.
Don't go off of 2020. Well, you got to use Puka's 2023, but go off of Cooper Kupp, too, because Deebo ain't been the same
What did Kupp do last year?
What did Deebo do last year?
He did better than Kupp.
Because he was talking about. I know.
Deebo is a whole package. You got to do rushing and receiving.
You can do it, bro. Like Cooper Kupp. So you're saying that Cooper Kupp is not is you're saying Deebo Samuel is better wide receiver than Cooper Kupp?
I'm saying the 49ers tandem is better than their tandem. Yes.
I think it's a push, if anything. I don't think it's a better.
Call it a push. You ready?
Yeah.
Who's got the better pass rushers?
The Rams.
Okay.
Well, I mean, right. Because Aaron Donald can be a pass rusher. Is Aaron Donald better than Nick Bosa?
Yep.
Yeah, motherfucker. Bro, we got to keep going.
We're not done. I'll give them four. We still at three.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Better linebackers. Don't even waste time.
Niners.
Okay. Better corners. Don't waste time.
It's funny because you throwing your boy under the bus, and he had a year. I think it's another push.
All right, fine.
I think it's another push.
Who got better safeties?
Damn.
It's them.
Maybe they got the corners, but we got the safeties. No,
I think it's the other way around.
Maybe we got the corners and they got the safeties. I'm sorry. Yes. So it's a push. So in this free agency, who got better? That's why I'm asking you. Like, who's the better team on paper?
The Niners improved so far. What'd they do in free agency?
They shored up that damn offensive line, which tells you that it can get you to go further. Let's pull up what the Rams did in free agency. Hold on.
See, I'm not 100% familiar. They said my hand glitched.
I love this, yo. I love what we do.
Oh, this one do look a little glitchy. Oh, I'm falling into the matrix. Maybe I've been AI this whole time, yo. Oh. Oh. Who's got the better coaching staff?
The Rams. They got a Super Bowl. I don't give what you say. Like,
what does that mean?
That means they got the better coaching staff. That's what it means. Dang, I love my Niners, but it's okay, right?
What part of the Rams coaching staff is better than the Niners part of the coach? I'll give them special teams because I hate our special teams coordinator.
The part that they won the Super Bowl and the Niners haven't?
We've been to more than them.
It don't matter. We ain't win. At the end of the day, we still ain't win.
So the results of 60 Minute dictates who has a better staff?
It does if you win the mother freaking big game.
Okay. I can't
argue. If our coaching staff can't get their stuff together for 60 minutes and they get to the Super Bowl and lose two times, come on, Mike.
Okay. I feel like you being so a Sean McVay. Sean McVay never has to win another Super Bowl. He's better than Kyle Shanahan. That's what you're saying.
That's the only game that matters.
Okay. All
right.
Okay.
Like, right? Isn't that the argument? Don't we argue? So we can't sit there and say who the better team during the regular season and the Niners own them in the regular season. And then when it comes down to the game that we need to win, we don't win. Like, we can't do that. Like, they win the game. They won the game that mattered. Does Kyle Shanahan own Sean McVay during the regular season? Well, I mean, we lost that last game, but apparently nobody played.
In there.
Yeah, nobody played. So they re-signed DeMarcus Robinson, wide receiver. They re-signed their guard, Kevin Dotson. That was the guy that they brought back. I was hoping he was going to be a free agent. They signed guard Jonah Jackson, so they beefed up that line. They got the tight end. Mike, they got the tight end Kobe Parkinson from the Seahawks. I know you don't care about that, but they signed cornerback Darius Williams. They brought him back to the Rams from Jacksonville. That's dope. The cornerback. All right, I'll show you what we did. Hold on.
You said what we did?
I'm gonna talk about what we did. Yeah. We re-signed Cole McKinnon. We re-signed Brandon Allen. We signed Leonard Floyd. We signed Yeter Gross Matos, and we re-signed safety George Odom.
So we got significantly better on the defensive line.
We got significantly better on the defensive line, preferably
on the edge. On the edge, yes. Let me be clear what I'm saying, because I don't want nobody to mistake anything that I'm saying. Odom is brought back for special team purposes only. Don't expect any kind of defensive.
He has the ability to play safety if they need him to play safety. But
bro,
it's like, you know how you bring in a backup quarterback. Hold on. Because I got a good analogy. You bring in a backup quarterback to do what, Mike? What's the role of a backup quarterback?
Hold the clipboard and clap his hands when the regular quarterback do something good.
So if your regular quarterback goes down, what's the role of the backup quarterback?
He better be ready to be the quarterback.
For how long, though?
Depends on the length of the injury.
Typically, it's usually a few games.
Three games. That's all you want out of your backup. That's all you want out of him.
That's the same role. Let's talk about this deal, too. Let's talk about the two-year, $10 million deal for George Odom, because I think people are like, what the hell? Like, two-year, $10 million. I'm not sure what the guarantee is on that. But at the end of the day, could be five. Debo Samuel is changing his jersey to number one, Mike.
What?
That's kind of cool.
For real?
That's what 49er Media just posted.
Get out of here. Oh, I wonder why. I wonder what made
I want to know how I could do it. I wish I know how to do the jersey swap, yo. Somebody got to teach me how to do that, man.
Yeah. Looks like Debo was indeed changing his number from 19 to 1 next season per his Instagram.
Per his Instagram.
He shared that. Yeah. He said that.
Yeah, man.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting.
I like it a lot.
Nah, that's... Why you think he's doing that? All right, can I be messy? You were messy. Can I be messy?
I'm always messy.
You're going to tell me that the Niners are a worse team than the Rams just because the Rams won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. So let me be messy now.
I didn't say that. Why? The Niners were the worst team.
That's the only game that matters. It's the only game that matters. You said it yourself.
That's not what I said, Mike. You asked me which coaching staff was better, and I said the Rams. And
because
I asked
of, that, because of one game.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the Niners are the worst team. The Niners are
a push
always,
on our count. Our count.
The Niners are always typically like the better team.
But you got to give them the nod, actually, because we didn't get the special teams and they got that.
Okay. Say less.
They got that.
Say
our less. Special teams been trash.
Yo,
but,
say less, bro. God dang, yo. And this is why we need to go after a guy like Jamal Agnew. We talked about him. Like, this is why you need to get a special. Mm-hmm. And either they do that, Or they draft the kid, the kid out of Mississippi State who's a return guy. Like, they got to figure that part out.
Right. They have to do something about the return game and all that stuff. They got to do something about the coverage, too. But why do you think Why do you think he's switching to number one?
Because he's number one.
You said it, but that's the exact answer.
He wore number one in South Carolina too.
For real?
I wouldn't lie to
you. Why didn't he get that here?
I know Jimmy Ward was number one, and then when they made the change, he just stuck at 19 problems, I think. Like, that's kind of why, that's the only
Ward,
thing.
Jimmy Ward was in it when he got here. That makes sense. So Ward's been gone.
But I want you to stay on this pace of being sloppy. This is pause. That sound nasty. But you know what I'm saying.
Like, well, so here we go. Now watch this. See, what he's doing is interesting to me. Because we just sat here and had an argument about how good or bad Debo is, right? Okay. Like you said, I'd be hating on him. And I said, I hate when I see him not doing his job. But it's cool. I'll let you put the I hate Debo thing on me. I'm okay with that, right?
I know. I'm going to tell everybody else who you hate. You hate Trent Williams. There's another player, George Kittle.
George Kittle, supposedly, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
There's some players.
It's okay. I'm all right with that. So, but here's my thing. Who's the number one wide receiver on the 49ers? Don't answer it. It's officially a trick question. And that's why he's doing it.
I like this. I like it.
That's why he's doing it.
But listen, I like it. I like what you're saying. I'm not even going to like argue because there's always some damn freaking.
That's some bull. Yo, he is a spicy diva, bro.
Yo, I'm not calling him a diva, but he's definitely different. I will say that. I will say that. He's different.
Oh, my God. I've never seen that before in my entire life, bro.
All I want Debo to do is be the best damn Debo on the football field every time he shows up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think Mike, like, he was on pace to do that, and then he hurt his back. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, dang. Like, that Cleveland game, like, you like, dang. Because we were seeing an explosive Debo. And he never really was the same after that injury. I don't know if you peeped it. And I know a lot of people are frustrated about the injury with Debo Samuel, but it can happen to any football player. Like injuries are going to happen. I don't know why people get so goddamn mad. This is football. What you want? You expect them? Oh, I know what. They want Leonard Floyd type of players that play every single game for every single of the season. Like that's what they want. They want players that are built like that. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's just interesting. Kudos to Debo. And that's going to help with the jersey sales, all that. I mean, that's fire. That is a play to play. Like, I like that. I like that a lot. So shout out to him with the number one wide receiver. Can I ask you another off-topic question? All right, wait. So are we done talking about Greg Oden? Because you said that he has the ability to play the position, and you made your backup quarterback correlation, like George in the event Odom. That he has to fill in George Odom. I'm sorry, why do I keep saying Greg Odom? Why?
Because you're thinking of that old ass young Greg basketball Olson? Player. No, I think you was thinking of Odom, like the basketball.
Oh, but that why? That's like before. All right, so I'm sorry, George. He played 5% of our defensive snaps this year.
I mean, chalk that up to the injury. He got injured at the wrong time too, which was good for Tig, right? Because we had no choice but to insert Jair Brown into that lineup. Like, Hufanga went down and Odom was out.
But remember, he played mass special team snaps though.
He did play. That's his. I'm trying to tell you. Like, I talked to you about the basketball. I talked to you about what was the reference that I used, Mike?
You said the backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback. Where the hell I get basketball from? What is going on?
From Greg Oden. Gotcha. Yo,
he was the oldest young basketball player I've ever seen in my entire life, bro. Like, that dude was freaking like he came into the game at 50. You know what I mean?
But yeah, man, it's just 5% of the defensive snaps versus 69% of the special team snaps. I think the Niners think they have a gunner. They have a good guy here, and they want to keep him. And I'm not mad at that. They need to improve for George Odom. So I apologize for saying Greg.
Well, let's talk about that. Rayshon Jenkins is in the building today, right? And so,
yeah, I want to talk about him.
There's a possibility that he walks out with a contract, you know, now, after the new league year starts.
A lot of people online were saying, oh, no, they just signed Odom, so they don't need another safety. Wrong. Absolutely. Well, this guy's getting on the field.
Okay.
This motherfucker is going to play. He was out there in Jacksonville for the last 3 years, and boy, did he play some snaps. I did, because I'm trying not to.
I love it. Mother sucker.
Yes. Let's go. Over 100 combined tackles in the last two, like each season, last year and
you had this stuff over the clip. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, over 1,000 defensive snaps.
You ready?
In each of the last 2 years.
You ready? Click, click. Boom. Keep going.
I'm talking over 1,100 defensive snaps. If we want to talk about it, if we want to be for real, over 1,100 defensive snaps in both of the last two seasons. Hasn't missed a game. Mr. Availability.
Mike, huh? I got to say, powerful impact. Boom. From the cannon.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. He played 99% of the defensive snaps in Jacksonville and played 35% of the special team snaps.
Hey, look, there's no way he's not walking out of that building without a contract and a ready to go jersey. Like, I'm telling you right now, look, this has nothing to do. The Niners are going to bring in a vet to play safety. Now, what's his age? That's important. Age is something. Age is a mother freaking number.
This is what I didn't want you to ask me. But he's just a month into being 30.
Okay. But Gip is 30 what? 3? 32,
30, 33?
30-11. He 31?
30-11.
What the hell is 30-11?
It's mad 30s. He's been 30 from that long.
You have me go do, 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 do. 16, 30, 35, 40, hey, 45, 47. Do, do, do. Yo, you can't tell me Mike Epps is not funny, bro. His stand up might not be the greatest, but his movies,
in movies, yeah, all about the Benjamins.
Point. Hey, Mike, too many 30. I think he's 33.
Who are we talking about again? Oh, to Sean Gibbs.
I think we've seen the last Gip, and it's unfortunate.
He's 33 years old.
Yeah, this is the last Gip, and Logan Ryan, I think, was right behind him. The Niners are going to go with the younger vet at the safety, and I think that's what they're looking to do to improve the room. This does not mean anything about Talanoa Hufanga and the recovery from his ACL. I believe Hufanga is going to be good to go come camp. This does not halt the process or progress in the growing of Tig. He's now Tig. He done made it through his first season. I'm not calling him Jair Brown. His nickname has been earned. You feel me? Click, click, bomb, boom. All right? We're going to call him Tig. So Tig will be the starting safety, but now you're bringing in a guy on different packages. We could run a big nickel with this dude. You could do so many different things. And I think the 49ers defense is going to look a lot different. Like a lot different. All right. So breaking news per Ian Rappaport, the San Francisco 49ers are agreeing to terms with defensive tackle Jordan Elliott from the Browns. Yeah, let's go. All right, so Jordan Elliott, you know we got to pull this up, right? Right, because we can't have this. What I do?
Nothing.
No, I just.
All right, I'm pulling it up. Jordan Elliott.
I'm pulling it up too. Ew, wait
right,
a minute.
Here we go. Because I don't know who this is. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, okay. Former third round pick, 88th selection from the Cleveland Browns. Let's get his, I'll get his stats up for you.
So he seems.
Pressures, bro.
Yeah, he seems to be a rotational piece.
Yeah.
He started 14 games for the Browns last year defensive line that
he was still rotational. Like, do you have his usage? Like, because you had that last the other show. Mm-hmm. Like, how many?
42% of the defensive snaps.
Oh, wow. Well,
he's
listen.
Gotta, he's got to be more athletic than we think, because he's also played 22%, unless he's a down lineman. Like, you know, on the I've seen Eric Armstead and Buckner on the field goal line, like,
just to stop the run. Like, this dude is 300 plus pounds.
That's what I'm saying. So he might be a big dude because he plays special teams also. He's played 22% and 34% special teams. So he's probably being a lineman, like, in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, on the field goal team.
Damn. Let me tell you what the 49ers are doing. Yo. The 49ers are going to be drafting best player available in the draft. And for those that have draft questions, please try to save them. But we'll get to them. But try to save them till at least after this week. Once free agency starts to die down, because don't forget, the new league year starts and other players are going to be released, right? Because of the rules and you being released after the new league year starts, you can get a some type of comp pick back. It's just weird. So just hold off. But I think they're going to address this draft. They're going to fill in all the holes, right? And they're going to address the draft at best player available. I don't think they move up, or they may even move back in the draft into the second round, which doesn't make sense because they should take a first round pick, they can get that fifth year option at 31. So I don't think they should do that. But if they're gonna get a couple of extra seconds or something like that, I mean, now you can really build the talent on those 4-year contracts, those rookie deals. 12 pressures. I have 3 sacks, but you know they don't do half sacks on PFF. 9 hurries. 14 tackles, 5 assisted, so that's a total of 17 tackles. He had 3 missed tackles, which is not bad. 11 of his tackles, though, were tackles for loss or stops. Let me use that terminology from PFF. It's different from tackle for loss. How many tackles for loss did he have, though?
Looking at this, his TFLs are...
See, this is why I love it.
Three quarterback hits. Yeah.
So there's a difference between tackle for loss and stops. And I just wanted to show, when I say stops, some of those might be tackle for loss here. But at the end of the day, if you stop a person from gaining any yards, it's still a stop. It's not a tackle for loss, though. Like, you know what I mean?
What were his contract numbers?
Scooby-dee-bee-bop-bop-bee-bee-dee-bee-dee-ba. 2-year, $10 million deal. How old is this dude?
He's young. He's young as heck.
Look at the Niners' status. Everything is a 2-year contract, and so this is why certain players aren't coming back, like Chase Young, because I guarantee he's looking for a 3-year deal. Remember, we were talking about the 3-year deals. It's either that 1-year deal where you bank on yourself, or it's that 3-year deal that provides some type of sense of security. And I think that's what Chase Young is going to get elsewhere.
I got a new favorite player on the team. He's Jordan Elliott.
Okay.
We're twins. It's my birthday twin. He shares my birthday.
Sugar snaps.
Yeah, that's it. It's over, y'all. He's only 26 years old.
26.
He's only 26 years old. Very, very young. Third round pick. And again, that defensive line in Cleveland is no joke. Highly, highly respected defensive line coach.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do. F all that. Let's go to that game. That's when the Niners are like, oh, we need his ass. All right, here we go. What you think? Listen, let me tell you something about the San Francisco 49ers, dog. Them cats be on it. Do you understand?
They look that guy was a problem for us. Can't be joined.
Who beat them up? How did they get beat up? And then they try to find a way to get those, you know, get them dudes somehow on this team. I just want to see what he did against the 49ers.
One solo tackle the whole game. He only played 44% of this game. It looks like the Niners tried to spread them wide, so he probably wasn't on the field a whole lot. Only 27 defensive snaps in this game.
All right. So it ain't nothing. But, I mean, the Niners addressed the front, right? Which was – I still think they look forward to the draft to really get a powerful interior. Or – okay, so let's just talk about what the Niners aren't doing. They're more than likely not bringing back Kevin Givens. And they're not bringing back Kevin Givens. And because DJ Jones is still a Bronco, he's out of the picture. So this doesn't mean... So, Mike, let me ask you this question. Does this mean that the 49ers are going to go offensive line with the first pick?
There's one more piece that we're missing for me to give you that answer.
What's that piece?
It's the future of Eric Armstead. This is a defensive tackle. And rumors are now circulating from well-respected people in the 49ers community that Eric Armstead actually may still be a viable option and choice for the 49ers. If that's the case, then I will say yes, they go offensive line with their first pick. If Eric Armstead stays, yes.
All right.
I truly believe that.
I truly agree with you. And I try not to agree with you all the time, but I agree with you.
I can see you picking the Rams as the better team than us. I mean,
I think right now, when you look at what they've done, I don't think, like, on paper, I mean, with an offensive line, like, that's that's pretty much, and then they got really good on the back end with their in their secondary. I think the Niners are providing the Niners are providing edge rushing depth. But we still don't know how that's going to look or how it's going to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we were top team in pressures last year, but at the end of the day, guess what we couldn't do?
Sack the quarterback.
There you go. So, like, we don't know how that's going to look. We're hoping that it looks good, like, because of the pieces that we're adding.
I wonder if they found something out about David Oliver. They DJ Jones. DJ, his DJ is short for David Jones. I'm sorry. But I wonder if they found out something about him in Denver, because this guy, I mean, he's 305 pounds. This guy's 304 pounds. Now, he's 4 inches taller. He's got longer arms than DJ Jones. Just wondering if they heard something and said, you know what? Fine. We'll not wait for that ball to fall. And we'll just go ahead and be proactive. Now, you said it's a 2-year deal for $10 million?
Yes.
And so the guarantees are probably only five. I've noticed that for the 2-year deals, they're giving out half of it is usually what the guarantee is. This is really, really interesting.
Well, it's not interesting. They addressed the position. They're filling in the holes. You got to look at the players that they haven't brought back. Javon Kinlaw is a Jet. And so they didn't bring him back. They did offer him a deal, but it wasn't what the Jets offered him for the 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't know. Not much to know about this guy. This is depth.
Yeah.
He's not starting opposite Javon Hargrave.
Wait, whoa. How you conclude that?
He was a starter. But he was also a rotative piece. Because my theory is they still look to draft that guy. I think the tackles are going to be gone, and the Niners are not going to reach on a tackle that they have a second round grade on, offensive tackles. And I think there's going to be a couple of defensive tackles with first round grades that are staring them in the face, whether it's Braden Fisk, Brian Murphy II. I know people don't like to reach on Trevondre Sweat because in the PFF mock drafts, he's lower in the second round. That stuff is bullshit. Let me just tell you that. I sat there and watched this kid maul every offensive lineman at the freaking, where was I at? The Senior Bowl. When I say mauled, I mean two people couldn't stop him. Three people couldn't stop him. Kyle Shanahan don't give two flying F's about an NFL scouting combine. He may send people to a pro day, but he don't care about that combine. He care about those games. Half of Kyle Shanahan's team is from the Senior Bowl and the and East-West Shrine Bowl. Just remember that. So yeah, if that tackle is available, you know, whoever that tackle they see fit to fit there, that offensive tackle guy, then they go with the tackle, I'm sure. But I wouldn't be surprised if they go with a defensive tackle that can start day one. Because defensive tackles will start day one. I don't know about the offensive tackle. Not if it's not one of them top 10 guys.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I like this guy. And I can't wait to see what happens with this team. Can I ask you one more thing before we get off of here? Did any of our picks in the draft change now that the NFL released the new?
I feel like they did, right? So do you have it? Because
I have the new ones, but I don't have the old ones, and that's kind of like where I feel like I messed up.
The number changed, like the selection of the number, but I think we still have 11 picks, right?
It's still 11, yeah.
Yeah, but the number changed because picks got pushed back, I think. Because of the picks that were added, it just pushed our selection number down.
We don't have a third-round compensatory pick anymore. I think we had one before, right, in the third round?
Oh, so the third-round compensatory pick is gone? So the 94th pick is gone?
Hold on. Now I got to pull it back up because I'm confused. Hold on.
I thought we lost the 98th pick to the Washington Commanders.
Okay, so we have 94, but that's not a comp pick. That was our own pick.
No.
And we lost 99 to the...
I thought we traded our comp pick.
This is per Matt Maiocco. I don't know.
So say less. I got you.
I'm just reading what he has here. He has all 11, but all the comp picks are around 4, 5, 6, and 6. Now, we did have pick 99 that went to Washington. I don't know if that was a comp pick or not. Because remember I said it seems like we own pick 99. We've had it for like the last 3 years.
I thought we lost the pick. I thought we lost the pick to Washington for the Chase Young signing.
99.
Right. But I thought that pick got pushed to like number 100 or something once the new numbers came out. But you know what? I'm lying because I haven't read it. And I don't know if what Matt, I don't know.
Now, see, someone did a mock draft with us having pick 34. Okay, but I can't look at it. They trading around and shit, so I can't.
Right. We should have pick 31 in the first round, pick 63 in the second round,
and then pick 94.
Because the comp picks in the third round, that's where the numbers shift.
But 94 is before the compensatory picks. So the first three rounds stay the same, and then after that, so 32 is 64, plus another 32, that's 98.
Correct.
So 96. I'm sorry.
We should have pick 94 still.
Right. We still have that. But then we have the next pick after 94 is 123 from Dallas.
Right. That's right. There's nothing wrong with that. It used to be 124 in the mock drafts. Then there should be a 135. Right?
There is no 135. We got 123. Then our regular pick in the fourth round, 130. Then we have a comp pick, 133.
So we have 130. Wait, say that again. We have 124, 130.
No. We got 123, 130, 133.
Okay, so the 133 is that Jimmy Garoppolo comp pick.
Okay. Then we got 176.
Right, that's our fifth round pick.
That's a comp pick. Okay. We don't have an original fifth right now.
But that's a fifth round. That's in the fifth round, is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. And then we get to the sixth round. We got 211 comp pick and 215 comp pick. And then we have 232 from the Broncos. And then we have our original 251.
251, right. So there's still 11 picks. That's the only thing that matters is there are 11 picks.
Right, because the value of these picks ain't shit. Like, it's not going to change
After you get through the second round, the value decreases a lot. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Unless you're going from one end of the draft to the other.
Bingo.
So what's interesting though, just real quick, the Jordan Elliott thing is he's coming from an aggressive four-man front. So it's kind of like anti what we've been noticing with some of these players that they've been bringing in. You know, that both of the pass rushers have the outside linebacker pass rush mark. You know what I'm saying? YGM and Floyd, you know what I mean? Both of those guys were, I thought maybe they might be doing like a hybrid thing and letting Brandon Staley influenced some of the defensive line. But now here, this guy comes from Jim Schwartz and that aggressive four-man front. So I don't know. We'll see. I think the Niners are cooking something, man. I like that they're redoing this defensive line. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how things shake out, man. I'm really excited about this upcoming year.
Yeah, you and me both, bro. It's about to go down, man. I'm definitely happy with the Niners are doing. We just got to sit back, sit pat, and just wait. Like, they got a master plan, And I think I'm definitely love what's going down. Like, I definitely do. Jordan Elliott, I'm going to call him Jumbo Elliott, even though that's not his real name, because he's going to be in there trying to stop that gap. He's not a traditional, we don't run the traditional nose, but there's a possibility that he's going to be playing on the inside right next to my man, Javon Hargrave. Now you got two 300-pounder guys. Close those gaps, man.
Our biggest concern? Come on.
Gotta stop the run, man. Gotta stop the freaking run. Gotta stop the run,
man. And now you got Nick Bosa who can do it on the edge, and you got Floyd who can do it.
And then you got the depth that can get it done as well when they switch the packages and things like that. I'm super excited to see what Drake Jackson is going to be able to do this upcoming season. I'm super excited on a NASCAR package if they use Robert Beale Jr. with the speed on the edge, the kid from Georgia. Like, I'm just super excited to see what they're doing. Defensively. Guys, we got to stand pat. I know we haven't seen any moves being made to the offensive line, but you got to just, it's going to happen.
I remember this kid. This kid, he had I just looked up his combine. He had the pro comp of Kawan Short from the Panthers.
I remember Kawan Short.
Yeah. I remember this kid. I didn't, that's interesting. Okay. All right. I guess that's going to do it, man. We have 41 minutes.
All right,
good
brother.
To go?
Well, we'll be back tomorrow, man, to recap.
Oh, wait. No, wait. We can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. Damn, Breezy. You're going head up with JC right now. Huh?
Damn. Why we missed this?
This was at 4:15. We were about halfway through. Is this when we were arguing about the Rams being better than the Niners?
John Chapman must be home.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, what is happening? Because I don't know. All right. Cool. Cool. And Jack Knox says here, Cali, stop playing with me. Great show, guys. Heart. Oh, I did it wrong. I did this. Thank you both for the super chats. Guys, we are going to get up out of here, man. This was a lot of fun. Wayne, I think we went out. This is it, guys. Season one is coming to an end. Season one of No Harm, No Foul is officially over. This is it. Any words? How do you want to recap season one, Wayne?
It was a great season. And I can't wait to bring you more and more exciting shows. Kicking off tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Can you believe that we did a whole season one? Like, I remember when we were like 30 episodes in, you were like, yo, I can't believe we haven't missed one yet.
Yeah, like, I mean, and you know what's crazy? Like, we've done it, like, whether I'm traveling, I'm like in a car, I'm on the road. Stuff be shaky, like, but they've been tuned in, they've been locked in, like, officially.
Yeah, yeah, officially. I can't wait for them to see the changes that are coming season two. It's gonna be so much more fun, more fun, man. And I needed this episode because I was upset before we started. So, thank you, Wayne, for that energy, man. That my man knows exactly what I need. Pause, that sounded super suspect, right? But this was a pick me up that I needed, so I appreciate it, bro.
I'm trying to find pictures so I can post the breaking news. I know it's not breaking anymore, but we broke it here, god dang it.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all. We're gonna see y'all later, man. No team is safe. It's the last time y'all gonna hear this. I'm gonna repeat it. No team is safe when the Niners are on the prowl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Mike. That's Wayne.
Win streaks. No harm, no foul.
Peace.